Hello again, Danny.
Hello again, PT. How are you?
I'm very well. I found it.
What's that?
Well, at 6:30, I started with, hello, Danny.
Yeah.
And you thought I was having a bit of a dig at you.
Yeah, I did, actually, because I do stutter. So not, I don't have a stutter, but sometimes I stumble on my words.
And there was no rhyme or reason for that. It's just my mind taking me where it wanted to go.
Mm.
And then it instantly reminded me of a song called The Stutter Rap back in the 80s by Morris Minor and the Majors.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember it now?
I do. Well, I know the band, but I still don't really know the song.
Morris Minor and the Majors. Well, get your teeth around this.
Because rapping is my bread and butter, but it's hard to rap when you're born with a
stutter.
It's ringing a bell now.
Stutter! Well, no one's ever seen what I mean. From the age of 13, we've all been caught in a mousetrap. So join with us in the stutter rap.
Do you reckon you get away with that in 2022?
Yeah, nah. That's a hard yeah, nah.
That's a hard yeah, nah.
Times have changed. Speaking of which, I found something, and I'm not going to do it today, but I'll bring it to us. Or maybe I'll do it today. Speaking of times changing.
Mm.
Did I print it off? This is the question. Hang on a sec. Let me have a look here. I don't know where I put it. I did print it off, and it's out on my desk, so we'll have to do it tomorrow. Remind me of the times are a-changing.
I will do.
And I'll bring that to you tomorrow. What's something you thought was a sign of being rich when you were a kid? It's our Facebook feature this morning. Alison says having a house cleaner. Oh, you're totes rich if you got a house cleaner. Even today, I reckon.
Oh, absolutely. That is
rich.
A luxury.
You're totes rich if you got someone to clean up your crappy bathroom and your toilets and all that sort of stuff.
How good an investment is it, though? When you're tired on the weekend and all you want to do is, you know, take a break from work,
yeah.
I reckon it's one of the best investments. Take the coffee away that you buy at the coffee shop every morning and put that into a cleaner for the week, I say.
Mm. Got to find a good one, though.
Mm, true.
Janet says a lunch order every day with extra money to spend.
Ooh, who in the world?
And
only Fridays, please.
Yeah, well, Friday for us, we never got lunch orders at school.
Oh.
But it was fish and chip night. That was our special treat on a Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Mum would get us that. Janet also says a pair of Levi's.
Oh, yeah.
Who could ever afford Levi's? Just the rich kids. Just the rich kids.
I bought a pair of Levi's last winter. Yeah, they're an investment. They're a bit snug this winter. I can't wear them.
COVID kilos?
Mm, Darwin kilos.
Unfortunately. Dorothy says, and she's really showing her age, but I do remember it, going to dine in at a restaurant at Kmart. Back then it was called Ollie's.
Oh.
And I also remember, and a very special treat it was, going to Maya. They had a dine-in restaurant slash cafe, if you like, and you got your food tray. Like you were going to the airport back in the day, and you'd slide your food tray along, and you'd just select what you wanted.
I have seen the old timey pictures, you know, a la a Sovereign Hill snap from the old Maya days with the food trays. That's how long ago that was.
Here's one that might ring true for you. Jake says I'm a 90s baby, and having a holographic Charizard Pokemon card was a sign for us in primary school that they were rich.
I never got into Pokemon, but yeah, those kids had it made.
Yeah.
Yep.
The old holographic Pokemon cards, they were the duck's guts, weren't they?